Transformation.
CJUM.
All right, Rosalind, you gonna be all right?
Transformation.
101.5.
Transformation.
CJUM 101.5.
Winnipeg.
Turn into the car. Kid.
Transformation.
Mike.
Transformation.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is Big McEnroe, a.k.a. Rod Bailey. This is the Peanuts and Corn 30th Anniversary Podcast. Today we are on episode 45. We're talking about PNC 012, the 12th album put out on PNC. And it is called Park Like Setting, School Day 2, Garbage Day 4. Could be the longest title in the series. It could be the longest release because it's the entire capacity of a compact disc in the year 2000, which was 74 minutes. When you decided to order a CD, they told you that the maximum was 74 minutes. And so we put exactly 74 minutes of music on this album. And we'll talk a lot about that. That's kind of my first thought on this record is it's quite long. It's a pretty good record, I would say. It came out in the year 2000. So we recorded it across 99 and 2000. The backstory of Park Like Setting was it was my first group with DJ Honeycutt post Farm Fresh. So we started Farm Fresh in the 90s, put out tapes, played shows, and then Pipskid moved away and started Fermented Reptile. He came back, but he started Fermented Reptile and started doing music a little differently. I was playing solo as McEnroe, and it evolved into having John Smith with me, and we decided to form a group. And we started the group called the Park Like Setting, or just Park Like Setting, rather. I've got clips from both John Smith, a.k.a. Bazooka Joe 204, and from Tyler, a.k.a. DJ Honeycutt. I'm going to start with a short clip from John Smith on the record. Let's have it.
All right. Final appearance on the PNC 30 podcast, Park Like Setting. I don't have a ton in the way of stories. Here are some random facts. One. Honeycutt's Bob Newhart impression, the very necessary sketch about shiesty Winnipeg promoters, I contributed the name Jub Jub to that sketch. Two, Rolly, a.k.a. Young Cadence Weapon, wrote a review of Park Like Setting. I got pissy online with him for referring to the public speaking beat as trip-hop. At the time, I was adamant that trip-hop was just a word that British people used because they didn't like the way their rappers sounded on their beats. I am flexible on that now. Number three, before we were Park Like Setting, I wanted us to be called the Diplomats. And not only that, the only song that I wrote that didn't make the album was called IBS, about having IBS. Who else has written a song called IBS about IBS? Cameron of the Diplomats.
All right, thanks, Joe. I do not remember your IBS song, and I don't remember Cameron's IBS song either. Okay, so we named ourselves a Park Like Setting. I have a clip from Tyler that explains why, so I'm going to leave that for him. We were playing live. We had a bunch of good songs we really liked, and then we decided to do an album. I think after the Fermented Reptile album came out, it was our turn to do an album. And we wanted to really do something special with this album. So we came up with the concept of classes and make it all a school theme. And so we ended up renaming all of the songs that we're playing live into songs that were subjects in school, and wrote a whole bunch of other songs that were subjects in school, and just put absolutely everything that we had into this record. As far as I had solo tracks, Joe had solo tracks. We have songs together. We have verse from Gruff. We have a verse from Pip. We've got scratches from Dialogue, I think. And we have lots of scratches from Honeycutt. We've got Honeycutt doing a song, or rather a skit that's quite long. I've got Pip doing a skit that's extremely long. I've got all my homies dissing us on record. We just put so much into this record. Lots of beats. There's 25 songs on this album. Here's the craziest thing about this record, the Park Like Setting, School Day 2, Garbage Day 4, which is a group. Park Like Setting was a group. And yet, there are only 5 songs that Joe and I are both on. Out of the 25 songs that are on this record, plus interludes and all this stuff. There's only 5 songs that we are actually both on. That to me is bonkers. This project that was 74 minutes long has only 5 songs that Joe and I are both on and on the same beat. Crazy. It's so crazy. Okay, so let's get into a track. This is a track that we played live quite a bit. I'm pretty sure Joe wrote this hook, and this was called Full Stride when we played live forever and ever. And again, we'll hear what Honeycutt has to say about that concept or that topic. Once we changed the concept for every song to be a subject in school, then the song became philosophy. But it's really called Full Stride in our books. This is Park Like Setting, Full Stride.
Every time I hit full stride, and the world is gliding by without effort, I F it up by thinking about it, realizing that I'm doing it while it's happening makes me doubt it. Every time I hit full stride, and the world is gliding by without effort, I F it up by thinking about it, realizing that I'm doing it while it's happening makes me doubt it. I write on the same paper I clip my nails onto. Ink's a slimy trail on the sheet as my hand gets its nail on. Patient with the information to get information, some calm within the maelstrom. I sail in an ever-present storm and trick myself into believing there's a formula to these thrashing waves, crashing down, threatening to cave in. Astonishing the way I'm saving myself by harnessing the momentum of the unrelenting attack that grips me. Change tack, charge full out till either the sail flaps limply or it tips me. I'm just a landlubber at the mercy of outside forces, bouncing round like flubber, trouncing round the same ground, wishing it felt like I covered some. It's also cumbersome, wishing I stayed slumbering, cause every time I hit full stride, and the world is gliding by without effort, I F it up by thinking about it, realizing that I'm doing it while it's happening makes me doubt it. Every time I hit full stride, and the world is gliding by without effort, I F it up by thinking about it, realizing that I'm doing it while it's happening makes me doubt it.
It's the executive with no time to live. What I wouldn't give for a day off once in a while. See, I am the bearer of many responsibilities due to my abilities as a producer, MC, engineer, A&R, and chief financial officer, all for the peanuts and corn. I think I picked the path of most resistance. I guess a guy's ambition ends up a life sentence. Since I couldn't walk away as I couldn't take the pain. I made joke about the girlfriend, but really it's the music that is the ball and chain. And I could use guidance doing music by instinct, thinking maybe this time it's the one that'll put BNC on the map. But the way the world is, that could never be the haps. It's easily conceivable that my measly record label fails miserably. If I did a feasibility study financially for hip-hop, the advisement would be
get out.
My dedication described as insanity. In fact, the physician prescribed a sort of sedative design to make me relax and socialize, but the side effect kicked in, known as complacency. Instead of whining, I will continue chasing the brass ring, tossing distractions to the side.
Every time I hit full stride, and the world is gliding by without effort, I F it up by thinking about it, realizing that I'm doing it while it's happening makes me doubt it. Every time I hit full stride, and the world is gliding by without effort, I F it up by thinking about it, realizing that I'm doing it while it's happening makes me doubt it. Every time I hit full stride.
All right, that's Full Stride, aka Philosophy. And that was on a 12-inch we put out, that song, and another song called Psychology. And another song that wasn't on this album called Why Ain't You Signed Yet. We'll have to check that song out maybe on a bonus or something when we talk about that 12-inch. But that song was one of the first songs that Park Like started to do. So our live set evolved from a McEnroe live set, because I put out the Ethics EP a year or so before forming Park Like Setting. I met Joe. Joe started to back me up and write songs with me, as well as be my hype man. And it evolved into being Park Like, which having a full set of songs together. Okay, let's listen to what Honeycutt has to say about this project.
So the name Park Like Setting is, for those of you who don't know, a reference to a sign on Roblin Boulevard sign for a seniors retirement community home, a retirement home sign that says Vasalund, and right on the sign it advertises park-like setting. And I think Roddy always got a kick out of that. So when it came time to name this this trio of McEnroe and John Smith and myself, that was the name that was chosen. It's a strange one, you know. We do strange things, and you know that's part of the charm of the Break Bread crew and the Peanuts and Corn label. Some of these songs on this record were songs that we were performing live. Now, when Farm Fresh split up and Pip moved out of Winnipeg, Roddy started performing solo as under his new moniker of McEnroe, and I was backing him up. And then Smitty kind of started coming around and rapping his raps to us, and Roddy decided that he should be his backup man, his hype man on stage. And so it became sort of the three of us that were performing quite a bit. And of course, Joe would do some of his own songs. And ultimately we would have a handful of songs that when it came time to record, these were songs that were performing live, under names that, under names that we understood. But when it came to sort of shoehorn them into the concept of the school day, garbage day, I don't even know the name of the record, concept, they got new names. And to this day, I couldn't even tell you what some of these songs are. For example, Stayin' Home, I think is called Social Studies on the record. But if somebody came up, if somebody was in the audience and said, yelled a request, "Hey, play Social Studies," I'd be like, I don't know what song that is. But if if we've had a set list and it said "Staying Home," I know exactly what song that is. And the same goes for Full Stride. I don't know what that one's called. Full Stride is a song we played all the time live, the three of us. But I have no idea what that one's called. Philosophy, maybe. And then of course, Walkman. We call it Walkman because when I say, "Hey, we're going to play Walkman next," everybody knows what I'm talking about, but I don't even know what it's called on the record. Anyways, but it's a good record. Good beats. Man, lots of good stuff on this record.
Okay, I miscounted. There are six songs that Joe and I are both on. Okay, let's break down this record real quick, and then we're going to hear another song. So there's an intro. It's called Orientation. Cool beat, some scratching, good. Music Appreciation, which was the song Honeycutt mentioned. Walkman, a song that we played live quite a bit, was really fun to play. I mentioned Full Stride, we played it, called Philosophy on the record. Another song called Français, which was, I like how I rolled my R there. Français was about swearing, a good song. Again, Joe and I are together. Then another song that Joe wrote called Rewiring. That was a really fun song to do live, but it was just a Joe song. So it's not a group song, but let's listen to it. I think it's a good one to listen to. The song is called Electronics Shops for the album, but we called it Rewiring Live. Another one of Joe's great hooks that he wrote. Let's check it out.
Curiosity passed, now I'm close to viscosity breakdown from being rubbed the wrong way, heated, treated like a naive kid, you best believe it, innocent, not ignorant, the industry isn't omnipotent, elders not gripping it, the concept of me soaring on the wings of my art is foreign to them, scoring major label deals seems to be the only tidbit that would appeal to these cats who clap like seals, on command programmed to deliver a rousing hand, let poisoning those who dig their music can. Stand my ground against these howling winds, hoping my shit don't collect dust besides sticks in the discount bin. The discount bin rising since the first days I discovered this fly thing crying out. The vile things viewed by dudes like DMX
on the reason MCs ain't paid the respect they deserve. Closer and closer to my last nerve, judged on appearance before the first word escapes. Papers printing misguides on the way we dress. Don't look nothing like that article in the free press. Heads that I know have advanced past backpacks, bucket hats, and cargo pants. My crew stays undercover like sheets, and the covers get ripped off with the activation of the beats. Is this a phase? Does it sound like a fucking phase to you? I'm frustrated, burrowing through thick skulls is so tiring. For the tinkering, tweaking, and rewiring. Is this a phase? Does it sound like a fucking phase to you? I'm frustrated, burrowing through thick skulls is so tiring. For the tinkering, tweaking, and rewiring. What I bring to the table, able to recollect, revise, recreate past experiences. A unique life led instead of the usual white bread. Multi-grain hopping over fences will not be held down by limitations, chains. Ancient trees not felled in vain. How many times must I shout it? This my creative outlet. Notions, commotions tangle in my head. I write about it. Some may make it to the stage, but most pages linger for personal use. Ink smudged by eager fingers, smart ass singers, hand ringers, pen up aggressions, lower class revolutions, harbinger, freestyle system, diplomat, never slipping that's just one of a myriad of subjects discussed in my text. The next is my crew. Does this sound like a fucking phase to you? A united kingdom, not a royal lineage, whose terrifying acts would cause one to cringe. A peasant king who placed the emphasis on artistry and not retarding the truth for some so uncouth. The goof just blurted that the diatribes are spurted. Words would not mean anything to me in 5 years. Stating that even now as I'm relating this experience to you kids, someday I'd look back on what I'm doing now and think that it was stupid. Is this a phase? Does this sound like a fucking phase to you? I'm frustrated, burrowing through thick skulls is so tiring. For the tinkering, tweaking, and rewiring. Is this a phase? Does this sound like a fucking phase to you? I'm frustrated, burrowing through thick skulls is so tiring. For the tinkering, tweaking, and rewiring. The rewiring.
All right, that's Electronic Shops, or Rewiring, as we called it. Great song, one of the early John Smith solo jams that was on the Park Like Setting record. Okay, the next song was called Political Science. It was a song about me trying to get elected school class president and failing. A little bit awkward, that one. Personal Development 1. That one was one that I had that was a solo song I had called Certain Situations, and I sampled this self-help tape that my mom had, and so I made this song. Actually, kind of a nice beat, a really kind of awkward verse where I mean, the first thing I say is, I am an introvert, or something. Yeah, I kind of went in a direction with some of my writing on this album that I am a little surprised by. In retrospect, I was really eager to say that I don't go out, I don't socialize, I'm an introvert, all that stuff, which is fine, but I think the way I did it on a group record, again, is questionable, maybe. Okay, so that's that song. The next song is called Personal Development 2, which was a song we did live quite a bit, a Joe Solos track called Hangover. Then there's another song called Social Studies, another song which originally was called Staying Home. Maybe we'll play that one. That is a track that really worked live for me well. It was a McEnroe solo track that became a Park Like track called Staying Home. It was one of the ones where I think I'm using that kind of being different and having being effective with it. And another little bit is, one time I went to a party with my man Jay Hum and with a bunch of our friends just off Cordon Avenue, and I remember just getting into ambient recording and having a tape deck with me, like a little Walkman that recorded with an external microphone, turning it on and recording kind of the entire time, going to a party and recording the party. But what I did was, when we were paging to get into this place, this apartment, it had this weird beep beep. And if you listen really closely to Staying Home, you can hear the beep beep. That is a sample of me going to a party just off Cordon Avenue and paging to get into the house and get let in by the security system. That's what that is. Let's listen to the track. The track is called Social Studies, aka Staying Home.
Like the lounge in a crib all day. What manner of fool will give a stamp of approval in exchange for the proper fuel designed to release an inhibition biochemical condition? But I'm not naughty, I'm shy by nature. People assume that my standards are lofty, cause I'll pass on the lager and won't go for coffee. I think they taste awfully. Plus, as I age, my manners become dry like a newspaper page, plus yellow. Yo, thanks for the invite. I'm staying home, make a beat tonight. I'm staying home and writing rhymes tonight. I'm just staying home and homes while you roam through the club. Chasing tail, I've been roaming through the record collection, chopping jumps to perfection. 3 years ago, I was hanging at Scandals, I felt burned. Surrounded by kids who never learned that it's all repetition, vowed never to like return to until I had the full beard. Pretty weird, pretty fresh, I got the baby face guarantee. That Mac and Roll was someone you will hardly ever see around town, holding superficial conversation, social studies ain't my recreation. I make music, and if I wanted to make money, I would build a room and sell alcohol to dummies who would gladly pay admission, plus overpriced beer and add slot machines for extra atmosphere. It's clear I got a beef with bars that's thick as Irish stew. Staying out of them is what I stick to. I'm staying home, making beats tonight. I'm staying home and writing rhymes tonight. I could never be seductive, so instead I'll be productive while I'm staying home. Staying home, I'm staying home, making beats tonight. I'm staying home and writing rhymes tonight. I could never be seductive, so instead I'll be productive while I'm staying home. Staying home.
I like that one a lot. Actually, I think another thing that was going on was, you know, we recorded all our original stuff mostly with rented equipment, so it was done very quickly. When we did the Space EP and Crazy Friction and Next Cool Pioneers, all that was basically like go to Longo Quaid, rent gear, record with it, return it. So it wasn't a lot of time to like mess around, try different things. And then I was commissioned to make a record for Andrew Hunter, this Billy's Vision record, which we had did on a previous podcast. I was commissioned to do that, and I bought an ADAT, and I bought a mixer, and I had a, like kind of a recording starter kit. So now I owned the equipment that we needed to record and make a record. So this was the first album, first rap record that I owned the equipment that I was recording myself. And so it's a bit uneven, I think, with me trying to sound a certain way with my recordings, probably doing a lot more takes and trying things and convincing myself that something sounded good or didn't. I'm not really happy with how I sound on this record for the most part. I think Joe sounds better than I do. Yeah, so it was kind of a learning thing, whereas, you know, I don't feel that way about a couple years later. Disenfranchised, I think I sound pretty good, all that stuff. But I don't think I sound that great on this record, but it was still a learning, a lot of learning going on. Okay, let's listen to what Joe has to say. He has one more clip for us about the Park Lake record.
Roddy sent me a text that said, "Holy shit, this is a long album." And he's right. It was very long, but we played these songs live over and over again for a really long time. We just kept writing and adding new songs to the set, and that's how you end up with an album as long as it was. And the songs were impactful. We had Navigate, Rewiring, Brink of Collapse, Fashion File, Walkman, Staying Home, Psychology, all staples of our live show, all got really big pops from the crowd. And it was all very new and a big deal to me. I remember after Walkman came out, the next jam that we put out was Full Stride. And I remember being in the parking lot of UMFM with Roddy and Tyler after getting a really good reaction to playing it on the radio the first time and completely earnestly talking about how, you know, we can't miss, we're only making hits or whatever. And they clowned me pretty hard for that.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Okay. I want to continue real quickly with running through the record. Okay. We played Social Studies, another song called Information Technology. That's Joe and I with Gruff. Then there's a song called Astronomy about wanting to be an astronomer, but instead having to work as a scientist for Black & Decker. Interesting idea, execution. I don't know. Public Speaking 1, 2, and 3. I mean, the naming of these tracks is just so confusing. But the first one, Public Speaking One, is a hype track with that Joe does. Then I do a little bit more of a mellow track, which I like the track itself. I despise the monologue before and after. I think I remember driving out to like the middle of nowhere and recording myself in my car, this monologue, and it just, I hate it. I hate it so much. The next one is Public Speaking 3. That's Tyler, aka DJ Honeycutt, doing a really funny, you know, Joe alluded to it, a Bob Newhart impression of a teacher teaching about Winnipeg promoters. Next song is called Journalism, which is a song with myself and Pip, so it's kind of more of a reunion track there. Psychology was a live track that Joe and I did together and was really fun. Intro to Law is another one of these lost little solo songs I did about watching too many cop shows. Work Experience 1, 2, and 3 is all Joe, and each song I think gets better and better. I want to play Work Experience 3. Let's listen to Work Experience 3.
Whoever it is that relieves me when my shift ends receives a what up.
Yo, what up?
Cause even when I'm miffed, I'm a cut up. Relaying stories about tips with customers getting shut up. And then it's time for me to cut out. Call my burnt out butt outside on the boulevard with the bus route. While I'm waiting, I strike my way in for the bus post. With my elbows and coats and hands over my nose. And it just goes and goes. Me here in my spot and them and theirs in those SUVs, K-cars and RAV4s. They appear to be one of those have-nots, but when it takes stock of what I've got, I know I have more than many. The bus shows up and the driver's face glows morose under fluorescent lights that expose every blotch and blemish. I'm disheveled and parched and famished, and it's not romantic nor is it glamorous to need. I work to survive, not to aid me in living the life I want to lead, which is farther away than my stop. The feeling it breeds makes its home in my side with claws that scratch and knead. I bleed till I climb three stories with the sixer and flop my sorry ass onto the sofa to bore the woman I love with my day's story.
Oh, I love that song. I've loved it ever since I first heard it. Love the beat. Love what he did with it. Love the scratches. That's a Redman sample. Work the night shift. I think it's Redman. Really like that a lot. Okay, let's run through the rest of the record and wrap this up. So then we have a song called Geography, which was originally called Navigate. It's the last song we have together on the record. Like I said, there's only six songs we're both on. Another song called Physics. A nice beat and a cool song, but it's just like, okay, I've got like four different completely out there songs based on this concept that just, to me, don't work. Extracurricular Activities is a bonus track, really, of three more songs. Now, these three songs are not named for, well, they're not named at all, but they weren't named for the concept of the record, so they were throw-ins. The three songs are, one is called Go For Yours, which is my industry track, industry diss track. It's kind of like Ethics EP Reject that I had kicking around. Then there's a song, a really good song called Brink of Collapse. That's a Joe classic that worked really well live for him. Really nice beat. Another good, good hook. And then the last song is a song I'm actually quite fond of. It's a song called Fashion File that I wrote. And I also wrote that probably around the Ethics EP era. It's remembered for me using the hook from Madonna's Material World, or Material Girl, pardon me. And that is the record, 74 minutes of jam-packed fun. And again, I could have easily lost, you know, of the 25 tracks, we could have had a 12-track banger. It would have been like 38 minutes and it would have been amazing. But we were in the underground rap world. We were going for full expression, no filter. This concept of doing a school concepts was beat into the ground with every single song having all these names. It was a bit silly, but it was what we were doing at the time, what I was doing. I think part of it, I have to admit, is me just having a little more control and a little less someone saying, maybe you shouldn't put all these songs about physics and astronomy and all this on this particular record. Maybe that's another record. Maybe you can put that on another record and take a little more time and flesh those concepts out a little bit more. Anyway, it was fun to listen to this record. Really fun. I appreciate Joe and Tyler both taking the time to put their thoughts onto tape and send them my way. Next week, we are going to hopefully hear from both Gruff and Pip with the classic Fermented Reptile, Let's Just Call You Quits record. Yes, that is next week. We're finally there. A very interesting and important record. One I haven't listened to in a while either. It also has a lot of problems from that, you know, 2000 era rap, 99, 2000, too many syllables, lots going on, lots of ideas, no filter. I believe it's also 74 minutes. It's going to be really fun to listen to that record a couple times, hear what Pip has to say, hear what Gruff has to say, hear what I have to say. So we will do that next week. Thank you again for listening, and good night.
World-class improv that will make you laugh, make you think, make you feel, and then it'll make you laugh again. The Winnipeg Improv Festival is bringing in amazing guests from Austin, Texas, New York City, Toronto, Edmonton, and local heroes from right here in Winnipeg. Thursday, October 17th to Saturday, October 19th at the Gas Station Arts Center. There are so many good shows. Get your tickets now by using the internet, and we'll see you there.
What is up, everybody? This is Big McEnroe, a.k.a. Rod Bailey. This is the Peanuts and Corn 30th Anniversary Podcast on UMFM and Mixcloud. Today we are on episode 44, and we are talking about PNC 13, which is the only record on Peanuts and Corn that I had no production on. It is called Moves featuring Bird of Prey, and the album is called Alleged Legends, and it is a record that came out in 2001, in our busiest year. 2001 it came out, and what happened was I moved to Vancouver in 2000, just after finishing the Park Like Setting record, finishing recording it. I mixed and mastered it all in 2000 once I moved to Vancouver, and as soon as I moved to Vancouver, I would walk around and meet people, get into the hip-hop scene, go to shows, go to record stores, started to meet some friends, people who had heard about McEnroe and Farm Fresh and things like that, Peanuts and Corn. And so I met Moves, DJ Moves. I think I'd already met him earlier playing with a group called Len and playing with a group called Hip Club Groove. So we already knew each other. And when I moved out to Vancouver, I looked him up. Through Moves, I met Josh Martinez, I met Rec, I met Governor Bolts, and that whole crew that was doing music. Another guy that was around was named C, who was in a group called the Drunken Arseholes with Moves. And then I met Ink Operated. I met all kinds of people out here in Vancouver. But one day I ran into Mocha Only and Bird of Prey down on Robson Street, and struck up a conversation with them, kind of talked about what I was doing, talked about Peanuts and Corn. And at some point, either my conversations with Moves or my conversations with Bird led to me offering to put out a record they just finished called Alleged Legends. Let's hear from Bird. Bird sent me some clips about Alleged Legends. We're going to listen to what Bird has to say. I'm going to fill in a little bit as best I can. However, like I said, I didn't make this record. I just put it out, so I don't have a ton to say about the production of it. Nonetheless, I can talk, and I will. Let's hear from Bird.
These are the facts as I remember them. Alleged Legends, DJ Moves featuring Bird of Prey. We started this record in Toronto. I think it might have been 1998 or 9. We did the song Bird Is in an attic where DJ Moves lived. I distinctly remember going through his record collection. He had all his records with drum breaks sectioned out, and he let me write down all of them.
All right, he mentioned the track Bird Is. That would be a good track to listen to start off the podcast. I will say, listening to this album again, I mean, Moves is a great producer. At some point, there's a definite East Coast drum sound that other people have used, but using like heavy ride cymbal rock drums for hip-hop, you know. And I know DJ Shadow did it a little bit on Introducing as well. But those guys out in Halifax and their digging you know, and their use of the MPC, which was not something we were doing too much in Manitoba. We had a different style. Their use of the MPC in with like a heavy rock drum break is pretty dope. So let's check out Bird Is, which is a track that definitely encompasses that. This is Bird Is, Moves featuring Bird of Prey.
Mother, since she bagged you lunch, my double X brothers, they bring trouble next. This magnum opus reaches past the bubble X. I'm cold crushed shit, I'm even tone low. Little kids never knew me, but I'm known to grown folk. No joke, I'm curious, broke with plastic ass. I'm five times furious, this grandmaster flash on any MC that head on bust twice. I teal a rock shit, but can't get just ice. I'm the son of a Zoke, I'm a divine styler. Wonder why I'm under this coast? I'm audio too, I'm mad lad questing. Who? You shouldn't have to ask that question. I'm Chino XL, I deserve a response. I'm an American, world ultimate, I'm the nonce. I made a plan, but I bleed the blood of Abraham. I'm causing much damage, cause I pay for you to play my jam. 101 and ABC course, nothing can save ya. From this JVC force, it's coming to break ya. I'm every lead of a buster, it could be true. You a rap artist, then I could be you. Diamond shell, right? I'm style with rhyme styles. I try to stay low profile. By the way, A&R's only called to be nice. If you forgot my name, you can call me D-Nice, a Dana Dane. Ask me if I play the game. I'll leave your shirt red and it won't be a tomato stain. I'm Chuck Rock and CL Smooth, bring me a car. I'm fresh going Miz as well as the King and I. Why see you with acid rain? That might just melt your features. My holy intellect came from poor righteous teachers. I'm fearless for a reason. The judge who appear before, a divine force remains the cause of this holy war. I'm marvelous, so where's my cash money? We're chameleons, crash dummies, can't take cash from me. Do things nicer, TS's group's life is me and Monk to become. Two kings in a cypher. I'm King's son, I'm cool, C and steady B. I'm three times doper than your average MC. Lock me up, and don't give two shits about it. Forget your product, mine's on fire with Stetsasonic. Hard to pressure, two DJs and a large professor. I'm hard to obtain with artifacts and architecture. I organize confusion, I should have been immortalized. With true mathematics, I decide where order lies. I'm above the law, the boogie boys and the skinny boys. If business isn't right, can you expect to make any noise?
Part Deuce. So we were recording, there was a break between the first song we did, and then I remember B moved to North Vancouver, British Columbia, with the Len crew in what was known as the Len Mansion, and he was posted up there. He had a room full of equipment and such. And I remember, we started recording a bunch of songs, and I go up there. They'd either pick me up or I'd make my way to the far end of, I think it was near Edgemont Village, maybe, somewhere in North Vancouver. Shout out to Edgemont Village.
All right, so that's Bird talking a little bit more about recording the next parts of the Alleged Legends project. So he did that first song, Bird Is. That lists all the dope rap crews, all the forgotten rap crews over the years in that first song, which they did in Toronto. And then he continued on with the project once Moves moved to Vancouver with the Len crew. So those who don't know, DJ Moves was a member of Len He was their DJ. Len was a rock group that became a kind of a pop group and obviously had a massive, massive hit called Steal My Sunshine that went number one all over the place. And they blew up, did beautiful videos in Daytona Beach and put on all kinds of different rappers, had a big budget to make a major label record. And they did. With some success, obviously kind of a one-hit wonder situation, but Moves was part of the crew and lived that life for a bit, and all the while making hardcore hip-hop and loving gangster rap and things like that. So when I met Moves, it was kind of at the tail end of the Len experience. I actually met Moves and Len before they blew up. They came and played a show in Brandon. They played in Winnipeg as well. They played Winnipeg and Brandon. We threw the show in Brandon at the Park Community Center. So it was Farm Fresh, Len, and Hip Club Groove. Probably 94, 95. It must have been more like 95. And kind of a surreal show. I think we kind of threw it at the last minute. Len would obviously go on to have a massive, massive hit, but they played the Park Community Center in Brandon. So that's a bit of trivia for you. And not many people were there, but it was fun. Okay, let's play another song. So here is one of my favorite songs on the record. This is the first kind of banging song on it. It's called Bird's Mind. Very, very dope sample. If you know the rapper AMG, there's a sample in this. So look that up. Really dope song. This is Bird's Mind, Moves featuring Bird of Prey.
I can jump in my mind.
All right, that's Bird's Mind. That's Move featuring Bird of Prey. That's a dope-ass track. And that is a fun song that when Bird and I would go on tour together doing McEnroe and Bird of Prey stuff, he would often do that track to much audience delight. So let's hear from Bird again, a little bit about who collaborated on this record. There's some guest MCs. Let's have a listen.
So next steps, we brought in, I remember I'd started, you know, I'd heard the group Ink Operated with Kaboom, Graphic, Epi, and Wondercut. And Stace Prince had introduced me to them. And so we did this song together and linked them up with Moves. And I think they did a bunch of stuff with Moves after that. But that was one part of the record. And then the other thing I remember was Jeff Speck came in for Broke Street, which was probably the last double time rap song I was on. And I tried an unconventional flow on it.
I'm from Broke Street, down the block from Astow Avenue. Dope beat, an obvious lack of gratitude. I'm from Broke Street, down the block from Astow Avenue. Dope beat, an obvious lack of gratitude. Better get back, I'm a little bit out now. Sediments built all embedded about you. Just remember you headed behind us. We the type to your head about you. Fools say they read about you. Open column, we notably noteworthy for intercontinental overseas. Overseeing ovaries, explosive degrees. And you be known to be over me. Never know how by no decree of no one. Come step into my office of oval. Slow to roll, my rotary motor roll portable. Got a boat, short of boat, audible, nautical. Navigational, never not mobile. Ever got over, awesome halfway. And thought that you could keep it secret of secular bit. Rhetoric, rhetoric, settle with it. Megalith, monolith, metalist. Rudiments to unanimous. Call if it's ultimate. Ultimatums present themselves to me. I simply cultivate them, pass them to you. You need sabbatical, better go. Lateral, let you know. Grab it, no, let it go. If it come back, it's meant to. That's at a nomadical standpoint. Attitude, something fatal. Gratitude, none. Home on Broke Street. At steady latitude. By Astow Avenue.
Both shoes tied, stolen lives. Since rhythm and blues died, the booze hand miscreate. Known to abuse and mistreat my insides. Whose side you on, fool? Don't ask me that. Whoever's on head. Don't care if I known you 20 years, clown. You still sound like shit. I'm unclever, ignorant, outdated. Keep each and every topic unrelated. Run out of breath, rap uninspired. Yet I'm still undefeated. Fuck's wrong with you? Don't get along with anybody, somebody. Why the fuck would I get along with you? Fuck girls with you and try to write a new song with you. I like my women friends, schizophrenic, overly dramatic, with authentic tits, a shitty attitude, and semi-automatic firearms. I live with black jazz and crack plaster. Laugh my ass off in Manhattan when G-Diss the trackmaster. I think it was Poe. What was that there anyway? I think it was smoke. Was your career put on standby? Probably by the broads and by the coke. I go against the odds, choke up in front of large crowds. Sell car parts to hicks and appear far out in videos. Never in the foreground. I'm from Broke Street,
down the block from Astow Avenue.
Dope beat,
that obvious lack of gratitude.
I'm from Broke Street,
down the block from Astow Avenue.
Dope beat,
that obvious lack of gratitude. You can see the third of Jeff Speck moves and Bird when we the herds having a hold on every word. Not never that dusty industrious, but illustrious so much that in us we trust to be the clutch time. Protocol overall, heat it up, yo, set it back, get a bit, want it all, got a ball, take it all, need a shit, wanted an enema, land of advice. I'm solid with it, come politic with a senator. All it is you getting ate like venison, multi amphetamine. You let me run with it. See, now you done did it. One thing I've never been is lenient or benevolent to my own detriment. Y'all ain't no part of a paragraph president, city plan proletariat. The poet laureate, roll the chariot, lariat. Light it up, let it up, no, we the most incredible. You set it for your own self, so why you checking for someone else? Quite clear, right here's variety, right here inside of me. Lobotomy, frontal for those who try to water me. Odyssey, through the pages, right, we do these properly.
I'd rather be a deaf mute, a prostitute, the less fortunate. Let's throw every rhyme I ever wrote into this pit and put a torch to it. Hollywood screenplay forced me to write left-handed. Branded tattoo peers, better off forgotten and put on and left stranded. I could have been a prize pick hotshot, poster boy, fucking fun guy. So use my nuts as a drink holster. This ink's supposed to run dry. Prefer to have one eye gouged out, even if my vision turns shallow over perceived depth. Store jack off, first down, last place, knock knee, porno star, cock snot. I insist, not a mixed master, but never a rap battle finalist, never a publishing deal. Miss my chance to shine, I miss redheaded.
All right, that's Moose featuring Bird of Prey featuring Jeff Speck. Dope ass song. Song I always really liked. Always liked Jeff Speck. I also, you know, I mentioned meeting Bird in Vancouver. Met Jeff Speck in Vancouver, and he hooked me up with his tapes. Definitely a fan of his music, and as the years went on, a bigger and bigger fan. Jeff moved away from Winnipeg to Toronto and is still making music. You can look up his current project. It's called Soviets, and I believe that it's on streaming. It's definitely on Bandcamp. I highly recommend it. I really like the stuff they do. He's got a producer he works with, and they make really grimy sounding hip hop. Really good stuff. And lyrically, he's always been very strong. So yeah, big fan of Jeff Speck. Check him out. Let's hear from Bird. He's got some more thoughts, and then we'll play one more track, and then we'll wrap it up. It's all going so well. Shout out to Moves. I reached out to Moves to contribute to the episode, and he was down, but unfortunately just didn't have time. But shout out to him. He's always been a good friend. We kind of joke that we're cousins. I think we're only 2 days difference in age. So I think he's 2 days older than I am. So he was born same year and everything. Definitely a kindred spirit, Mr. DJ Moves. Let's check out what Bird has to say.
Man, one thing I remember was Moves was crazy with the layering and the samples and the erratic drum intros. Like, we used to have to sit, I'd have to sit there and be like, what the hell are you doing? Because I wasn't used to that. There wasn't a lot of production I was involved in that did this, like, you know, stutter step thing at the beginning of the verse or whatever. And it's funny because after you do it a couple times, it's like, oh yeah, I know this. And he was always on point, and he had some great cuts and lots of layered, you know, where the beat changes or something happens here and there. I remember, I think In My Life was supposed to be a hip club groove song. Mackenzie and Czech Love, but I don't think that ever came about, or maybe it did and it just didn't get released. But I did In My Life. There was a track, I think it was Bus Stop, where I contributed a couple samples, but otherwise it was all Brian. Governor Bolts, Tai Chi Chi, everybody was hanging around. There was a lot of tripping in the mountains. A lot of alcohol, very alcohol-soaked sessions. It was a long-ass time ago. And then I'll close it up on the next one.
Came home with a Bible and a nose full of stitches. Got hit with a canoe paddle. Some kind of scheme going, paying me off with a freaking ice cream cone. Got back, decided school was lame. Throwing rocks at windows, playing video games, stealing porno mags, and talking in code. All the kids are face washing when it snowed. Welfare day, drunks passed out in hallways. One kid lied about his G.I. Joe's always, saying his dad wouldn't let him ring him out. He didn't even have a dad. What the fuck was that about?
In my life.
In life. In life.
In my life.
In love. In life.
In life.
In
my life.
In life.
In
life.
In my life.
In love. In life.
Take it back. Picture me at 16. Awkward. Too often seen and not heard. Had a part-time job. Funny to see.
The boss's son stole way more money than me. Nose runny from allergies. Hella pimples hadn't grown into my shoe size. Barely seen nipples. Virgin. Yo, that was my style. Lost it to Shanice's. I like your smile. Meanwhile, I had a rap group. You should have seen us. Had about a half decent MC between us. Call us Turd Bass. Figured we were amazing. Expected Def Jam to knock on my basement. The other guys thought it was more fun to sell drugs and steal cars, so I kept six for them. Mom decided it was time to move cities after grade 11. Didn't know what to do with me.
In my life. In my life. In my life,
life.
In my life.
Life.
College was the shit, other than class. Mostly went to school to look at some ass. Had a student loan, you know, playing it off. Son of a bitch, I'm still paying it off. Vertebrae in there playing shit. I had recorded for some friends who just finished robbing a corner store. They went back again to clean up the register. Let's just say I wasn't the campus news editor. My roommate was a house DJ who sold mushrooms. I drank E and J while he popped three a day. What a way to flunk out, drunk out of my skull. My life's been a lot of things, none of them dull. Embarrassed as shit, moved back in with my parents. This rap career put a strain on their marriage. I have never seen the other side of death. In my life, there isn't a thing I regret.
In my
life.
In my life.
I love it, life.
So I remember I was hanging out at Robson and Thurlow, which was the fashion at the time, and I met McEnroe, and I think I gave him a... maybe a Burt Reynolds cassette or something, and he was like, oh, I moved to Vancouver. I'm like, cool. And then he phoned me or messaged me, or I ran into him again. I don't remember the second part of this, but he was like, oh, PNC really wants to put out this Alleged Legends, which me and Moves had planned on just doing as a cassette. And he was like, we're going to do a CD. And that was the start of me working with Peanuts and Corn Records and the end of this story.
I like how Bird just stops talking when he has nothing else to say. He's a good person, a good friend of mine, a great artist. I love Bird of Prey. I can't front. So that is Alleged Legends. The last song we heard was called In My Life, a very nice song, I guess, originally made for Hip Club Groove and adapted to be a Bird of Prey song. Great lyrics on that one. Really like it. And so, yeah, they came to me, or we kind of were just chatting, and they had this record that was kind of ready to go. And I ended up putting it out. I mastered the record and put it out on Peanuts and Corn. And then basically a few months later, Rec Moves and Josh Martinez started Low Pressure Records. And so if I hadn't put out Alleged Legends, it would have come out on Low Pressure probably, you know, 3 or 4 months later, I would imagine. But I did put it out, and it did pretty well for us. You know, we were starting to get a lot of distribution. At the same time, I think Low Pressure had some connections with Anticon and things like that on the west coast of the U.S., and so that allowed Peanuts and Corn to get in there. So we were working together and making connections in both directions and improving our situation in both ways. So that was really a good thing to put this record out at the time. And also just the idea of putting out a record I really liked so that more people would hear it. So that is kind of it for Alleged Legends. Obviously, being a fan of Bird of Prey, we'd go on to do a lot of work together with the McEnroe and Bird of Prey and some Bird of Prey solo stuff. Bird of Prey has been on many records over the years as a guest, and I'm still planning on work with them some more in the very near future. Moves, on the other hand, kind of has been doing his thing while I do mine. I did do a lot of the mastering for Low Pressure back in the beginning, and then kind of fell off that just because I was too busy to do the mastering, and I think they figured something else out. You will notice that if you go on the Peanuts and Corn Bandcamp, Moves featuring Bird of Prey is not on our Bandcamp page because it is on the Low Pressure DJ Moves Bandcamp page, where pretty much where it belongs. There's no point in me taking a cut of that record anymore. So if you go to Big Moves LPFC, That's Low Pressure Fried Chicken. Big Moves, lpfc.bandcamp.com, or just look for Big Moves, or just look for Alleged Legends for that matter in Bandcamp. You will find the album for sale or listen there. I think it is still on streaming as well. So yeah, that is Alleged Legends. Next week, we've got a really exciting record, another landmark record, as they all seem to be this far back. It is called School Day 2, Garbage Day 4. It's Park Lake Setting. It is myself, John Smith, and DJ Honeycutt. That was our group. That was the Post Farm Fresh project that Honeycutt and I put a lot of energy into. It is a long, long record. It's like 25 tracks or something, 73.9 minutes. So it's going to be really interesting to listen to that record. I haven't listened to it in a while. Listen to that record. Try to decide what to play you. It might even have to be a two-parter. It's just so much to get into. And then the week after that, you know, we're getting very close to getting into like the Fermented Reptile record. That's going to be a crazy one too. So we've got some very exciting weeks ahead. I thank you all very, very much for listening. It's really fun to do these podcasts. You can check us out on Mixcloud. You can check us out on UMFM. Special shout out to UMFM for hosting the family a couple weeks ago. We did some recording there. So that is our family, UMFM, always supporting Peanuts and Corn. Much love. Thank you and good night.
Located in Unit 201 at 1109 Henderson Highway, Planet of Sound is 100% Manitoba-owned and proudly independent, your top-notch source for new and used music, video games, and movies. With more than 16 years in the business, Planet of Sound specializes in helping you find that special item to round out your collection. Open Monday through Friday from noon until 8 p.m., Saturdays from 11 until 6 p.m. Visit Planet of Sound today and check out our large assortment of compact discs, vinyl, DVDs, Blu-rays, video games, apparel, collectibles, and more. Planet of Sound, Unit 201 at 1109 Henderson Highway. Purveyors of great music and good times since the year 2000.
CJUM 101.5 in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
That's known by the name of the Great Northwest.
Taking CanCon beyond Nickelback on your FM dial.
The land of the setting sun has taken my bows away, everyone.
Warning, the following may contain naughty words or ideas. If that makes you nervous, check back with us later.
This show may contain explicit lyrics. Listener discretion is advised.
What up, it's your boy DJ Slam, a.k.a. Live Arms, a.k.a. Gouda Fresh, a.k.a. the Gravitron Don, the man born to a thousand air horns, coming in hot from Toronto, to give a shout out to DJ Denise and the Urban Renewal Project every single Tuesday from 10 till midnight on Vancouver's Co-op Radio CFRO 100.5 FM, celebrating your Canadian hip-hop and R&B artist on Vancouver's number one locally inspired hip-hop show. DJ Denise, hit him with a goddamn air horn.
What up, Vancouver? It's your man G Wonder G Wizzle, straight out Toronto, the 6, you see me? You're now listening to the Urban Renewal Project on Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM, Vancouver's number one hip-hop show. Every Tuesday from 10 p.m. to midnight,